having trouble reaching their destinations. I'm Kevin Uretsky, Fox News. Many travelers dealing with holiday travel problems throughout the country. Thousands of flights canceled as a result of the extreme winter weather.
Delta is seeing the numbers pile up quite a bit. That's because they're east. They're headquartered largely out of Atlanta. Southwest Airlines has had it rough throughout the whole process here. A spokesperson says they just had the misfortune of having most of their flight patterns in the path of this storm. The difficult areas for Southwest right now are Buffalo, New York, and Cleveland, where you've got that lake effect snow piling up.
Fox's Mike Tobin in Chicago at O'Hare Airport. Customs and Border Patrol recorded over 233,000 encounters with illegal migrants last month, the largest November on record.
What Joe Biden is doing by not enforcing immigration laws is encouraging illegal immigration and essentially empowering the cartels.
Arizona Attorney General Mark Brnovich on Fox News Live. Title 42, the COVID-era policy allowing asylum seekers to be kept on the other side of the border, was set to expire, but that's now on hold after a Supreme Court ruling. And this week, the January 6th committee recommended to the Department of Justice that criminal charges be pursued against former President Trump. And the panel's final report squarely placed the blame for the Capitol riot on him. Well, last night, the former president fired back in a video he posted on his Truth Social platform.
The real story is what the Unselect Committee did not mention in their fake trial. And this was really fake. Days before the protest, I urged the deployment of 10,000 to 20,000 National Guard troops to keep the event safe for all involved. We wanted security. We wanted safety.
President Trump says Speaker Pelosi and Washington, D.C. Mayor Muriel Bowser ignored his recommendation. America is listening to Fox News.
Okay, quick math. The less your business spends on operations, on multiple systems, on delivering your product or service, the more margin you have and the more money you keep. Obvious. But with higher expenses on materials, employees, distribution, and borrowing, everything costs more. So to reduce costs and headaches, smart businesses are graduating to NetSuite by Oracle. NetSuite is the number one cloud financial system, bringing accounting, financial management, inventory, HR into one platform and one source of truth. With NetSuite, you reduce IT costs because NetSuite lives in the cloud with no hardware required, accessed from anywhere. You cut the cost of maintaining multiple systems because you've got one unified business management suite, and you're improving efficiency by bringing all of your major business processes into one platform, slashing manual tasks and errors. Over 37,000 companies have already made the move, so do the math. See how you'll profit with NetSuite. Backed by popular demand, NetSuite has extended its one-of-a-kind flexible financing program for a few more weeks. Head to netsuite.com/fox. netsuite.com/fox.
Friday, a jury found rapper Tory Lanez guilty in the 2020 shooting of hip-hop star Megan Thee Stallion.
The jury returning the verdict after roughly a day of deliberation, convicting Daystar Peterson, better known as Tory Lanez, on three felonies, including discharging a firearm with gross negligence. Lanez's ex, Megan Thee Stallion, whose legal name is Megan Pete, testified during the trial that Lanez fired a handgun at the back of her feet and shouted for her to dance as she walked away from an SUV they had been riding in. She needed surgery to remove bullet fragments from her feet.
Fox's Matt Napolitano. A prominent California medical school has apologized for conducting dozens of unethical medical experiments on at least 2,600 incarcerated men in the 60s and 70s. A report conducted by the University of California at San Francisco has found two university dermatologists conducted the experiments on men at a prison hospital until 1977. The experiments included putting pesticides and herbicides on the men's skin and injecting it into their veins. In sports, a bit of history in the NHL last night.
There it is. Alex Ovechkin has overtaken Mr. Hockey.
The call on NBC Sports Washington as the Capitals' Alexander Ovechkin scored goal number 802. He moves past Gordie Howe into second place all time. Wayne Gretzky, number one, with 894. And a football legend's jersey number will be retired by his team later today.
Just days after NFL legend Franco Harris's death, his number 32 jersey will be retired in the city he called home for over a decade. It will come during a halftime ceremony when the Pittsburgh Steelers celebrate the 50th anniversary of the Immaculate Reception, a play where the Steelers running back caught a deflected pass and ran it into the end zone for a game-winning touchdown. The Immaculate Reception is widely considered to be one of the most iconic plays in football history.
I'm Kevin Uretzky.
Kudlow on Fox Business is now on the go for podcast fans. Get key interviews with the biggest business newsmakers of the day. The Kudlow Podcast will be available on the go after the show every weekday at foxbusinesspodcasts.com or wherever you download your favorite podcasts.